Are you going to be introducing me?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to put it on Facebook now. Please wait about 1 minute. It'll take me 1 or 2 minutes to finish this. I see. Okay. All right, my friends, we're finally ready.
I'm here.
All right, good. Great. Okay, all right. Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria.
Hallo, liebe Freunde. Das ist wieder Out of This World Radio mit Ted Marr, live von Planet Soul aus Wien.
And I couldn't do it without Saskia, my beautiful translator. And we have a very special guest on today's show.
Wir haben heute einen ganz wunderbaren Gast bei uns zur Show, in unserer Show.
Diane Robbins is coming to us live from Mount Shasta today. And Diane is a famous author who writes books about Telos and many other things.
Diane Robbins ist heute unser Gast live von Mount Shasta. Und sie ist Autorin mehrerer Bücher, hier hinter mir zu sehen, wie unter anderem eben aus Telos.
Yeah, and Saskia just happens to have your books and I have your books too. Wonderful books.
Yeah, also wir beide, Ted, also ich, wir haben Dianes Bücher.
The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know if we all work together, we can make a much better planet.
Der Sinn und Zweck dieser Show ist, aus dieser Welt eine schönere Welt zu machen. Und das alles schaffen wir, wenn wir zusammen daran arbeiten.
I've been asking Diane actually to come on my show on a live interview for I think 6 years. So this is the first time she's come on live and I'm thrilled today, just thrilled.
Me too. Also seit 5 Jahren versucht Ted schon, dass Diane live hier mit dabei ist in der Radioshow. Und heute nun endlich ist es soweit und wir freuen uns sehr darüber.
I'm just going to make a few announcements and then we'll go right into the interview.
Ich mache ein paar kurze Ankündigungen und dann starten wir mit dem Interview.
My shows are supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to contribute, just go to my website outofthisworldradio.net.
Meine Show wird finanziert allein von Spenden der Zuhörer. Wer gerne sich daran beteiligen möchte, kann dies tun auf outofthisworldradio.net. Dort ist alle Informationen dazu zu finden, wie man spenden kann.
On Saturdays, I broadcast in both English and in Spanish on BBS Radio out of San Francisco.
Am Samstag habe ich eine Radioshow in San Francisco, zweimal am Tag. Which time was it, Ted? What?
Oh, and on Saturdays.
Yeah.
10 a.m. all the way till sometimes 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, also von 10 Uhr morgens bis 4, 5 Uhr abends.
And to listen to those shows, just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and all the broadcast information is there.
All diese Radioshows findet man immer auch aufgelistet unter outofthisworldradio.net.
I'm going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, at least twice, probably more than that, at the end of June, at the end of August for a week.
Dieses Jahr werde ich noch zweimal nach Mount Shasta reisen, einmal Ende Juni und einmal Ende August.
And then I'll be going to Peru in December.
Im Dezember reise ich nach Peru.
And Bolivia.
Und Bolivien.
To see Machu Picchu and many other beautiful spiritual places.
Um Machu Picchu und viele andere bekannte spirituelle Orte zu besuchen.
And then on September 15th to Sedona and into Mexico to see many places there as well.
Und am 15. September dann reise ich nach Sedona, New Mexico, um auch dort spirituelle Orte zu besuchen.
Information on all these trips can be found on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com.
Die Informationen über diese Trips und wie man auch daran, wie man mitreisen kann, finden sich auf der Seite outofthisworldreadings.net.
Dot com.
Noch einmal outofthisworldreadings.com.
Yeah, thank you, gracias, danke. Dankeschön. I've also been raising money to buy clean water filters for the Hopi and food. And if you'd like to contribute so the Hopi can get clean water, please go to my outofthisworldreadings.com website. All the information is there.
Ich sammle auch Gelder für Wasserfilter und Saubres und Nahrungsmittel für die Hopi-Indianer. Und auch hier kann man seinen Beitrag gerne dazu leisten, wer das möchte, oder Informationen dazu erhalten auf outofthisworldreadings.com.
Because of polluted water, men on the reservation, the Hopi reservation, live only 44 years and women only 54 years.
Aufgrund des stark verschmutzten Wassers leben die Hopi-Indianer, die Männer, nur 44 Jahre, die Frauen maximal 54 Jahre.
But we can clean it up, so.
Aber es gibt die Möglichkeit, dass wir dieses Wasser reinigen können.
I also give readings to people and have a spiritual mentoring program.
Ich gebe auch Readings mache auch Readings mit anderen Menschen und ich habe ein bestimmtes Mentalprogramm, was ich anbiete.
And if you'd like to get a reading, just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com.
Und wer gerne ein Reading erhalten möchte, kann dies tun über outofthisworldreadings.com.
I had my 7th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in March last month, and if you missed it, you can listen to all the lectures.
Ich hatte meine 7. alljährliche galaktische Konferenz im März.
Yeah.
Und wer sich das anhören möchte, diese Reden, die es da gab von verschiedenen Rednern und spirituellen Menschen, kann dies tun.
And you can just go to my website at galacticwisdomconference.com.
Auf galacticwisdomconference.com kann man sich die Videos nochmal anschauen.
And I have a book published called Messages from the Masters.
Ich habe ein Buch geschrieben und veröffentlicht, Botschaften der Meister. I have it.
Okay, good. Thank you. It has messages from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus, and many other great spirits on our beautiful, bright future.
Also dieses tolle Buch hat Botschaften von Präsident Kennedy, aus Nostradamus, Albert Einstein, Tesla und viele weitere Nostradamus und sehr zu empfehlen.
It costs only I believe it costs only $20 and includes a free reading.
Es kostet ungefähr $20, sind vielleicht 15 Euro, und es enthält ein freies Reading mit Ted. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you'd like a copy, it includes this newspaper article from published on November 23rd, 1963.
Wer ein Buch kauft, erhält dazu diese Kopie eines Artikels aus dem Jahr
1963. Mm-hmm. It was published while President Kennedy was still alive.
Dieser Artikel wurde veröffentlicht, als Präsident Kennedy noch am Leben war, obwohl es schon stand, dass er erschossen wurde.
Yeah. So if you'd like a copy, just go to my website or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Wer gerne eine Kopie dieses Artikels haben möchte, kann Kontakt aufnehmen, entweder über Webseite oder eine E-Mail schreiben an outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
And now my script on my other computer has died on me, so I have to remember everything now. So I'll be okay.
Well, we can do it. We can do it.
All right. And now I'd like to introduce my good friend, Diane Robbins. Diane, thank you so much for coming on my show today. It's so good to see you.
Thank you. It's been my dream for many years to be able to appear on your show. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, my pleasure, Diane. My pleasure.
Ja, wir begrüßen jetzt Diane Robbins hier bei uns. Und auch sie sagte gerade, dass es schon lange ihr Traum war, hier in so einer Sendung mal mit live dabei zu sein.
Diane, if you can, you do wonderful work and you write wonderful books. I really admire the kinds of things you do, but you have an interesting story on how did you get to Mount Shasta?
Jetzt fragt mal, wie kam sie zu Mount Shasta? Wie kam sie dorthin? Sie hat viele Bücher geschrieben, aber dahinter gibt es eine wunderbare Geschichte, die sie uns jetzt vielleicht erzählt.
I was living in Rochester, New York. And about 1985, I was sitting in my living room with a notebook and a pad because I used to receive messages from ascended masters. And one morning, I felt this wonderful energy nearly lift me off my chair. And I heard the words, I am Adama. We've been trying to contact you. Will you take my messages? And I said, yes. I had no idea who he was. Uh-huh. I never heard of Mount Shasta. Uh-huh. And I took his message and he started dictating to me a few times every week for many years.
Wow.
And finally, I had all these messages and I used to type them word for word as he dictated them to me, and I never changed a word.
Wow.
And one day I said, Adama, I have all these messages. What do I do with them? And he said, well, you take them to the copy shop and you have them copied and bound and put in a book and advertise it, and you have a book. I said, a book? He said, yes. So I had a book written before I ever thought of writing a book. And that's how it happened.
How beautiful. I'll let Saskia has to translate, so it's better to do it short little pieces for her.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. So she'll do the best she can.
Ja, 1985 in New York lebte sie damals noch. Und sie hat damals schon Nachrichten von aufgestiegenen Meistern erhalten und niedergeschrieben. Und eines Tages kam eine unglaubliche Energie zu ihr und sie sagte zu ihr, ich bin Adama. Und sie wusste bis zu diesem Zeitpunkt überhaupt noch gar nicht, wer das war. Und sie fing an, alle Nachrichten, die er ihr durchstellte, Wort für Wort genauso aufzuschreiben und fragte ihn irgendwann, was mache ich denn jetzt mit diesen ganzen Botschaften? Und er sagte ihr, mach ein Buch jetzt draus, bewirb es und dann schau, was passiert sozusagen. Okay.
You're amazing, Saskia. You remembered all that and translated it perfectly.
Yeah, it was perfect translation.
Well, I don't know if it's perfect, but I'm trying to do my best.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Wow. You know, there's so many crazy things going on right now on the planet, Diane. What are the messages from Adama now? What is he saying now? You can make it break it up into short sections if you like.
Momentan passieren ja viele verrückte Sachen hier auf unserer Erde. Und die Frage an Diane ist, was denkt denn Adama darüber? Welche Botschaften hat er denn für uns?
Well, what he's saying now about what's happening on the planet, he said that all the confusion on the planet now and fear is part of the plan of the dark forces. And he says to us, don't get caught up in the news.
Also Adama sagt, all die Verwirrung, all die Ängste, die jetzt hier vorherrschen, sind Plan des Ganzen, was eben dahinter steht. Und wir sollen uns nicht verwickeln lassen darin und vor allen Dingen nicht, was die Medien uns überbringen.
Okay. He says, don't get caught up in these skirmishes between the light and the dark that are erupting.
Also, lass dich nicht darin verwickeln, in das, was passiert, gerade zwischen Licht und Dunkel. Bleib bei dir, bleib in deiner Mitte.
Okay.
He said, because they will reach across a peak, they will reach a crescendo, a peak, and then decline and fade away, as these people will finally step down from their positions of power.
Okay. Also all das, was es passiert, wird irgendwann einen Höhepunkt erreicht haben und dann nach unten fallen und verschwinden. Und all diese Menschen, die jetzt in der Macht sind, werden auch hier dann ihre Macht komplett verlieren.
And they will be removed from the earth, never to reappear again, because their time is up.
Wirklich? Wow.
Und sie werden von diesem Planeten weggebracht und sie dürfen nie wieder hierher zurückkommen.
Wow.
And our time, dear friends of the light, is just beginning.
Und unsere Zeit, liebe Freunde des Lichts, die beginnt gerade erst.
Soon the earth will have a new beginning, free of all fear, where every species will thrive through unity consciousness.
Bald wird diese Erde,
how beautiful.
Yeah. Bald wird diese Erde frei sein von allen Ängsten und mit in Einheit verbunden sein mit allen Arten, Spezien, die es gibt.
And all life, including all the kingdoms on earth, will be able to bring all their dreams to fruition. And he said it's the dream of life and it will soon be the norm within 5 years. Within 5 years, this will all be over with completely. All the dark forces will be removed.
Wunderbar.
Innerhalb der nächsten 5 Jahre wird hier alles Dunkle beseitigt sein. Es wird nichts mehr existent sein. Und es beginnt sozusagen die neue Ära, das neue Leben, die neue Welt. Wow.
Wow. What good news. Yeah. That's so, and it's so uplifting to hear you say that, Diane.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Don't go into fear and don't worry.
Yeah. Hab keine Angst, macht euch keine Sorgen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
How can we support this?
Good question.
What can we do?
We can support it by becoming aware of all of the kingdoms of Earth and connecting to all the kingdoms. And I would like, I have something here that I would like to read about our connection, because making our connection is the key, because humans have been disconnected from the earth and from all the kingdoms, which has caused this whole problem.
I see.
Of the earth, our disconnection. We are all on a journey in consciousness, and the more of Earth's kingdoms we connect to, the more help we are given, because they are part of the earth. And we are now in the seventh golden crystal age that began on December 21st, 2012.
Okay. Also zusammengefasst, es ist wichtig, wie ich habe die Frage war, wie können wir jetzt unterstützen, Lichtarbeiter, all diejenigen, die eben diesen Lichtweg gewählt haben. Wie können wir diesen Prozess unterstützen? Und wichtig ist die Verbindung wieder zu den Königreichen hier auf Erden, die Verbindung zueinander, zu Mutter Erde, denn das ist das, was die Menschen verloren haben. Wir befinden uns jetzt in dem siebten goldenen kristallinen Alter und das startete oder begann am 21. Dezember 2012.
Ja.
Die Verbindung zu diesen Königreichen, die es hier gibt auf der Erde und die Verbindung miteinander ist das, was das Ganze sozusagen jetzt erfordert. What types of kingdoms we are talking about? What are these kingdoms?
These kingdoms are let me start somewhere else first, if I may. I forgot to tell you that 10 years ago when I was in New York, Adama told me to move to Mount Shasta, California.
Vor 10 Jahren, als ich noch in New York gelebt habe, sagte mir Adama, dass ich nach Mount Shasta umziehen sollte.
And Mount Shasta is a very sacred mountain.
Und der Berg Mount Shasta ist ein sehr heiliger Berg.
Yeah.
And the mountain is sending out a call to people all over the earth to come to Mount Shasta.
Are you there, Saskia? I hope we haven't lost her.
Yeah, now I'm back. Now I can hear you.
Okay. Sorry. What Diane said is that Mount Shasta is sending out the word to people all over the earth to come to Mount Shasta.
Der Mount Shasta sendet überall hin das Wort, dass die Menschen zu Mount Shasta kommen sollen.
Because inside Mount Shasta is a city called Telos.
Innerhalb von Mount Shasta gibt es eine unterirdische Stadt namens Telos.
And Telos means communication with spirit.
Und Telos bedeutet Kommunikation mit Spirit.
And Lemuria and Atlantis were two continents that sank thousands of years ago.
Lemurien und Atlantis waren zwei Kontinente, die vor tausenden Jahren gesunken sind.
Lemuria is in the Pacific Ocean, Atlantis in the Atlantic Ocean.
Lemurien war im Pazifischen Ozean, Atlantis im Atlantischen Ozean.
And when Lemuria was about to sink, the spiritual hierarchy of our planet told the Lemurians about an empty cavern inside of Mount Shasta and advise them to take all their technology and records into the cavern through an underground tunnel system.
Und als Lemurien sank und damit natürlich auch die ganze hohe spirituelle Art und Weise, die davor herrschte, sagte man denen, die übrig blieben, ihr müsst jetzt nach unten gehen in Tunnelsysteme und nehmt die Technologien mit, die wir bis dahin in Lemurien hatten.
And because they've been in isolation, away from the chaos and fear of the people of the planet, they've gained their immortality.
Und weil sie isoliert waren und für sich waren und kein Chaos bei ihnen herrschte und keine Angst, haben sie die Unsterblichkeit erreicht.
And let's see. Telos is 1 to 5 miles beneath the surface of the earth. And they have no pollution at all.
Also Telos befindet sich 1 bis 5 Meilen unter der Erde und hat keine Verschmutzung.
Ted, what else would you like me to say about Telos? Anything more?
I think for people who are not familiar with your work, it would be good to give out your website and talk a little bit about your books. And then I've got more questions to ask you as well, but maybe we can do that toward the end. I'm just thinking out loud. The people of Telos are just like us, but they're just in a higher dimension. Is that right?
The people in Telos are just like us, but they are now in the fourth to fifth dimension. And that because they've gained their immortality, and yeah, they've gained their immortality, and they don't have any pollution, and they have no fear at all. Fear does not exist for
wow.
them. They only know peace and love.
Wow.
And, they have very advanced technology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Die Menschen in Telos befinden sich in der vierten bis fünften Dimension, sind spirituell sehr weit, haben sich eben ihre Unsterblichkeit angeeignet durch ihr Leben dort in dieser Abgeschiedenheit. Sie leben eigentlich nur Frieden und Liebe und sie sind technologisch gesehen sehr, sehr weit voraus.
And my book, Telos, tells all about their life inside the mountain.
Mm-hmm. I just showed, I have it in German.
Wonderful. Oh. Wunderbar. That's good.
Also okay. wer mehr in Erfahrung bringen möchte über Telos, wer lesen möchte, kann ich dieses Buch hier sehr, sehr ans Herz legen.
Aha.
Eine schöne Beschreibung von Telos und den Menschen. Unterhalb des Bergs Mount Shasta.
Wonderful. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I have to be careful how I say this question because of censorship. But I think you'll know what I'm asking about, Diane. Many people are in a program today and they're doing something to their bodies out of fear. I think you know what I'm talking about. Thinking that it'll make them safe. Can you hear us, Saskia? Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, message with my internet connection, Ted. Maybe you can inform the letter before R.
Yeah, if I can reach him, I could try.
Sorry, I've been attacked for the last weeks over again, so...
Let's do the hue and ask the Galactics to come in. I'll ask, mm-hmm. and Diane can ask the Adama to come in, and I'll ask the Pleiadians to come in. Put your hand over your heart and just bow your head slightly, and I'm asking Admahalosaurus for his help. He says he'll protect us and make sure that we have a good connection for the show today. And then let's say the hue 3 times for the Galactics to come in and help us and protect us. Goes like this. Hue. 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 Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. We should have no problems now with our connections. Anyway, I'll get back to what I was going to ask Diane. Diane, you know, out of fear, many people are doing something to their bodies today that they're told that will protect them and make them safe. But I think there's a negative purpose to it. What will happen to these people?
Well, they'll probably get very ill. Or lose their lives, which is the plan of the dark forces. Another way to depopulate the planet.
Mm-hmm. Die Frage von Ted an Diane war, dass ja nun viele Menschen aufgrund der Angst, die ihnen vermittelt wurde, in der sie jetzt leben, diese Impfung zu sich nehmen. Was passiert denn mit den Menschen? Und die Antwort von Diane ist, dass sie krank werden und oder daran sterben. Das ist also das Ziel der Negativen. Das ist der wahre Grund. Und es geht eigentlich um die Entvölkerung des Planeten.
Will they ascend? What will happen to them?
To the people who lose their lives?
Yeah, what will happen to them, you think?
Well, when we lose our lives, we just lose our physical bodies.
True.
Because we're spiritual beings. So they will be taken to the planes of bliss, which is one octave above our third dimension, called the planes of bliss. And that's where people wait and have the opportunity to come back to Earth again. Or if they are very evolved, they'll be taken to Shambhala, where they study and then given their ascension.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
Also die Frage, was passiert mit Menschen, die dann eben sterben, aufgrund der Impfung zum Beispiel, sie steigen ab, also sie lassen ja ihren Körper zurück, sie steigen auf in etwas höhere Dimension, ein Stück über der 3D und haben dann die Möglichkeit, auf die Erde zurückzukehren. Menschen, die sehr negativ waren, die kommen zum Shambhala, lernen dort, die müssen dort studieren und haben dann die Möglichkeit aufzusteigen.
Mhm. Go ahead, Diane.
We only lose our bodies. We are consciousness.
I see.
Wir lassen unsere Körper zurück. Wir sind ja Bewusstsein.
I see.
And we are eternal.
Ja, und wir sind eternal.
What's interesting about this program is that it separates the soul from the body. So people don't have any chakras anymore. They have no pineal gland and no tie-in to God.
Also was mit diesem Programm passiert, ist, dass die Seele vom Körper getrennt wird. Sie haben keine Chakras mehr, sie haben keine Zirbeldrüsenfunktion mehr. Sie haben also keine Anbindung mehr an Gott.
So they become basically like biological robots.
Yes.
Sie werden biologische Roboter.
And because it changes the genetics, that can be passed on to future generations as well.
Und weil es die Genetik verändert, kann es natürlich dann an die nachfolgende Generation auch dann so weitergegeben werden.
What does Adama say about that?
Was
Or your opinion? What's your opinion about that?
What you're saying is absolutely correct. It's absolutely correct. It's what I know. I just know that, and I've heard the Ascended Masters say that.
Das ist korrekt. Und sie hat auch gehört, dass die aufgestiegenen Meister dies so bestätigt haben.
In your opinion, are they trying to turn us into a slave species?
Yes, and depopulate the planet, so the planet will be all theirs, just like in Nazi Germany.
Also, was bezwecken sie damit? Die Versklavung, als auch die Entvölkerung der Menschheit, so wie es eben damals schon zu Zeiten in Nazi-Deutschland stattgefunden hat oder wo dort begonnen wurde damit.
Yeah, instead of concentration camps, there's the COVID vaccine. I mean, virus and vaccine.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine. don't worry. It's all right, man.
Was damals die Konzentrationslager waren, ist eben heute dieser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ganze Buch, der heute eben dafür.
Is there any help for the souls who do this to themselves? Can they regain being human again? Or they? What will happen to them?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. What will happen to these souls, to the people whose soul has separated from their physical body? Will they not ascend? For those of many will die, I know that, but some will probably live. What will happen to them? Will they become like robots? What do you think?
Yes, they probably will become like robots. However, if they're very spiritually evolved, they will be taken to their ascension. And if not, they will go to the planes of bliss and wait and will be able to come back to Earth again in a new body.
I see. Okay.
Also die Frage ist, was passiert nun mit denen, wo die Trennung des Körpers, Seele, Körper stattfindet? Sind, wenn sie sterben, die daran sterben, spirituell aber sehr weit schon sind, werden aufsteigen. Diejenigen, die noch nicht so weit sind, die kommen, I have to translate planes of bliss, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Planes of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Planes.
Mm-hmm.
Where they will go and wait until they're ready to come back to the earth again in a new body.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Also die gelangen dann auf die Ebenen der Glückseligkeit und verharren dann dort und können wir dann auch zurück auf die Erde kommen oder können dann von dort auf aufsteigen, so rum.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay.
There was a movie made about 10 years ago, Diane, called, and Saskia, called Astral City.
It's a beautiful movie. I saw it last month.
Excellent. 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 Diane, have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'll briefly explain. Mm-hmm. It's a movie, and you can explain too, Saskia, if you like.
Yeah.
It's about a doctor in Portugal in the 1920s and early 30s, who thought he treated his family well and was a wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Then he dies, he goes to the other side, and in a life review, realizes he's treated everyone badly. And finally, he asks for help. He's taken to a spiritual hospital, probably the Plains of Bliss. And then eventually he's released, and now he helps people transition from this planet to the other side, and he's an ascended master. He's worked very hard, but he's written like 15 books through the help of a medium on what it's like on the other side, and his information correlates. It's the same as what you're saying here. Very interesting to listen to that movie. It's very interesting. So
Astral City. Ist ein Film, über den wir gerade gesprochen haben, kann ich auch jedem ans Herz legen, ihn sich mal anzuschauen. Astral City, glaube ich, wirklich in Deutsch hieß er auch so. Unser Heim. Und da geht es um einen Doktor, um die 1930er Jahre, der immer dachte, er hat seine Familie gut behandelt. Er stirbt aber an einer Krankheit, auch recht schnell, kommt dann in so eine Zwischenebene, wo es sehr viel Negativität gibt und er dort erstmal Hilfe bittet, dann irgendwann nach langer Zeit. Und dann auf die Ebene der Glückseligkeit kommt. Also die nennt das in dem Film das Zuhause. Und das ist ein Ort, wo eben Heilung stattfindet. Er bleibt dann auch dort, lernt dort viel, hilft dann anderen Menschen im Übergang eben von dieser Ebene, Dimension in andere. Also ein wunderschöner Film, der so ein bisschen auch damit jetzt gerade übereinkommt, was wir gerade besprochen haben.
Mhm. I want to ask, this is an obvious question, but the negatives will not be successful with this program, will they?
Absolutely not. No, they'll all be gone from the planet, everyone, within 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wunderbar.
Die Frage, die jetzt Ted nochmal gestellt hat, werden die Negativen in irgendeiner Form hier erfolgreich sein? Und auch die Antwort, nein, in keinster Weise. Also innerhalb der nächsten 5 Jahre werden sie alle hier verschwunden sein.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that.
Because this is the seventh golden age. There were 6 previous golden ages that failed because at the beginning of every golden age, the dark forces did the same thing that they're doing now. They tried to stop each golden age. This is the seventh and last golden age, and this one will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Hugh said the last time too. That's why he is here the seventh time.
Yeah.
Also Das ist also das siebte goldene Zeitalter. Wir hatten schon sechs Versuche, die gescheitert waren. Die Negativen haben dasselbe schon mal versucht, also haben das auch eben die letzten sechs Mal geschafft. Jetzt das siebte Mal schaffen sie es nicht. And Q said, we are killing it this time. I remember it really well.
We're going to do it this time, in spite of all the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Because and the ascended masters are giving us only another 10,000 years to be on this planet. And at the end of 10,000 years, all the people and the earth will ascend. That is definite. That has been seen.
Also,
yes.
So, you mean the next 10,000 years we are here to
yes,
ascend?
We only have 10,000 years left more on the planet. That's all the time we're given.
Ah.
I see. Okay. Interesting.
Die aufgestiegenen Meister haben gesagt, dass wir nur noch 10,000 Jahre übrig haben, um aufzusteigen. Das ist das, was uns noch bleibt an Zeit. Und diese Zeit nutzen wir jetzt wirklich für den Aufstieg.
Wow.
Because the earth is ready to ascend and it's not going to wait for us more than 10,000 years.
Ja, also die Erde ist bereit aufzusteigen und sie wird es auch durchführen. Sie wird es tun, ob wir nun fertig bereit sind dazu oder nicht.
Wow.
I'm ready for it right
wow.
now.
Wow.
We can do it right now.
yeah, right. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And
negative.
All the plants.
Go ahead. I've heard that negative entities, there's another sister Earth on the other side of this solar system in third dimension where negative entities from this planet will go. I've heard that too. So.
Yes, they will be taken to another planet. I was not given the name, but they are being taken to another planet where they can continue their wars until they're tired of fighting.
I see. Okay. I see. Okay.
Also die Negativen, es gibt einen Planeten ähnlich wie diesen auf der anderen Seite des Sonnensystems, wo die hingebracht werden, die im Weiteren diese Erfahrung machen wollen, die auf diesem Planeten weiter ihre Kriege führen werden, bis sie so müde davon geworden sind, dass auch sie dann irgendwann bereit sind, den nächsten Schritt zu tun.
Wow. Interesting.
All the other planets in our solar system are ready to make their ascension. They've been ready for millions of years waiting for us. Wow. That's why we're only given 10,000 more years.
Wow.
Alle anderen Planeten in unserem Sonnensystem sind bereit für ihren Aufstieg und sie warten, sind seit Millionen von Jahren dazu bereit und sie warten auf uns, dass wir nun endlich diesen Aufstieg auch vollziehen. Und deswegen haben wir eigentlich nur noch 10,000 Jahre übrig.
Because the planet cannot ascend on its own. The whole solar system ascends together.
Denn ein Planet kann nicht von alleine aufsteigen, es muss im gesamten Sonnensystem zusammen mit dem Sonnensystem passieren. Interesting. Okay.
Wow. Wow. I'm learning all kinds of things today. This is great.
Yeah. I'm like flashed. Wow. I have like millions of questions, but. Wow. Okay.
Now, Saskia has been trying to raise consciousness in her part of the world in Germany. But I know it must be frustrating for you, Saskia, because of the lockdown and many restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this can't go on forever, can it, Diane? I mean, eventually, I mean, you'd think people would stand up to this tyranny. I don't know.
I think that's what's going to happen is people are going to start taking to the streets and start rebelling against it and start realizing that all their rights are being taken away. And I think people all over the world are going to start taking to the streets and protesting.
Mhm. Also Ted fragt mich auch gerade, man tut ja hier, was man kann, um Bewusstsein zu schaffen für das, was hier passiert. Und deswegen tun wir das, was wir tun. Aber es, im Außen passieren ja trotzdem sehr viele Restriktionen, Freiheitsbeschränkungen. Jetzt hier in Dresden, wo ich bin, ging heute die Testpflicht an den Grundschulen los. Und die Sache ist, wann hört denn das Ganze auf? Und es wird wahrscheinlich so lange weitergehen, bis die Menschen nun endlich auf die Straße gehen, nicht nur hier, sondern weltweit, und anfangen, für ihre Souveränität einzustehen, ihr Recht einzustehen, loszugehen für sich und vor allem für unsere Kinder. And will it happen this year, or how long would we have to wait for it?
Oh, I think people will start taking to the streets very, very soon. And people are starting to do that now in small groups.
Ja, Also es hat ja schon begonnen, auch hier in Deutschland, dass die Menschen angefangen haben, natürlich schon seit geraumer Zeit jetzt auf die Straßen zu gehen. Und es ist merklich, dass es eben mehr werden, immer mehr, nicht nur hier, auch in anderen Ländern, auf anderen Kontinenten. And will there be something that will shock them and wake them up and they will finally do this, come out of their sleep and do something?
That's what will happen. I don't know how it will or when, but that's what will happen. And it's starting. People are starting to protest now.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. The recall petition against Newsom, it's successful, isn't it? What's happening to your governor?
I think it's successful, but I've not been following it.
I see. Okay, sure.
I think it is successful. That's one of the first stages of uprising and saying no to governors.
Sure. Sure.
In California.
In California.
In California, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also auch in Kalifornien beginnt langsam etwas zu passieren, dass die Leute aufstehen und gegen den Gouverneur dort und die Beschränkungen jetzt vorgehen.
Well, it's the same. I think it's the same thing in France with Macron and Merkel in Germany. Biden in the United States, his whole election was fraudulent. Everything was fraudulent. Fake election, fake Congress.
And Governor Cuomo in New York State.
Oh, yeah.
Right. People are rebelling against him for what he's doing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But will there be an event, something huge, something that will happen and people will finally wake up and see the truth?
I don't have that answer. People have to wake up themselves.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, right.
Also, die Frage war, gibt es denn irgendwo jetzt mal ein großes Ereignis, ein Event, was stattfindet und die Leute wirklich wachrütteln wird, weil es so groß sein wird. Aber letztendlich müssen wir dies, aber wir müssen selber aufwachen, wir müssen selber dahin kommen. Mhm. Okay.
Ja. Yeah. Ja. Yeah. Okay. It must be very interesting for the people of Telos to be looking at our situation now. But
it must be.
Do people from Telos, do they appear in physical form to you sometimes? Like,
I have not seen them in physical form.
I see.
Die Frage an Diane war, ob sie die Menschen aus Telos schon mal physisch vor sich gesehen hat, aber sie hat sie noch nicht so gesehen. Also,
I have, yes. I've seen at least two, one or two, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. They are now here on Earth.
Yeah, right.
But only there in Mount Shasta or worldwide we could find them.
I think it's easiest for them to come up at Mount Shasta because the entrances are right there. Mm-hmm. They might be other places. I don't know. I don't know.
There are over 120 subterranean cities all over the planet, 1 to 5 miles beneath the surface.
Really? Wow, my goodness.
120 unterirdische Städte verteilt über den ganzen Planeten, 1 bis 5 Meilen unterhalb unserer Oberfläche.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting.
And those cities are, they are like Telos. Or
yes, like Telos.
Okay, und diese Städte sind eben wie Telos. But we not only have benevolent subterranean cities, there are also other kinds of cities there. For example, cities of negatives or whatever.
Good question, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The question is, are they all positive of the light? What's the question, please?
Yeah, I think that's the question. Are they all positive cities? Are there negatives too?
The cities I'm talking about are the Agartha network.
Okay.
They are cities of light. And there are other ones of dark forces, I'm sure, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Die Städte, von denen Diane spricht, das sind die Städte vom Agartha-Netzwerk, aber es gibt natürlich auch die Städte, die unterirdischen, die den Negativen angehören.
Mhm. I was in Lake Titicaca in Peru a year ago in January, and we visited a stargate called Amaro Muro at the south end of Lake Titicaca.
Wow. Also, Ted war am Titicaca-See. I'm so genannt Sternentor. What was the name of this stargate?
Amaro Muro.
Amaro Muro.
That's right.
Amaro Muro.
And when we were there, Diane and Saskia, it was a sheer redstone cliff wall with a chair in it, built-in chair. And when we sat, when we put our hands on the rock, the rock became like jello. We could push our hands through it.
Wow.
And
also es war eine Wand und die war wie Gelee-artig und man konnte die Hände dann da so durchstecken. Okay.
And one member of our group could see the rock became translucent, could see through the rock into an Agartha city below.
Und diese Wand wurde dann durchsichtig. Man konnte also durchsehen und hat dann so eine Stadt gesehen unterhalb. Wow.
And we could hear when we got there, we could hear a chorus of children and young adults singing to us this beautiful song from Agartha.
Und Kinder haben dort, also von Agartha aus, haben im Chor gesungen für diejenigen, die da eben ankamen und dieses Stargate gefunden haben. Wow.
And then my friend's ship, Palladian Admiral Halosaurus, showed up to protect us. He was there. You could see him in the sky pretty clearly. It's a huge ship.
Und das Schiff von Admiral Halosaurus, das erschien im Himmel und beschützte alle in dem Moment. And could you go through the wall and enter the city?
Well, we probably could have if we'd stayed longer, but we didn't. We had rented a taxi only for so long. We should have stayed, I guess, but we didn't. Okay. But then we saw two condors flying overhead, and Sasquatch markers showed up everywhere. We could see the Sasquatch make a pile of rocks, and they were everywhere around there. It was an amazing night, I have to tell you. Yeah, it was an amazing visit there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing trip. So a lot like Shasta, Diane. Amazing place. An entrance to the hollow earth. Beautiful. Just the vibrations were very, very high. I have to ask you this question, Diane. I've heard that the negatives, the reptilians, have been in a war with the light beings of light and trying to capture Mount Shasta for their own negative purposes to control the planet. I don't see them being successful. Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that, but they definitely will not be successful.
Okay.
They will not be successful.
Okay. And I think it's interesting that you said there's a call from Telos in the mountain for people to come to Mount Shasta, especially light workers, because they can help stop these negatives from doing any harm to that portal.
Yes.
I can hear this call. I have this call in my heart for so long now.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wishes, my biggest wishes that my children could go to Telos to learn there. with the children of Tail. This would be so wonderful.
I don't think they'll be required to do social distancing or wear any masks, but
absolutely no.
Ridiculous. Stupid. Yeah. Diane, if someone walked up to you in the street and said, "Diane, you do wonderful work, but how can I make the world a better place? What difference can I make? What advice would you give them? Or what advice would a Dhamma give them on that?"
Well, probably love everyone, help everyone, because we are all one. There's no other person, there's no other one. The other is us. There's no difference. We all come from the same source.
Right.
And to just help everyone, love everyone, that's a basic.
Die Frage von Ted an Diane war, was, wenn sie jetzt unterwegs wäre und jemand würde sie ansprechen, sie erkennen und ansprechen, was könnte ich tun, um meinen Beitrag zu leisten, um aus dieser Welt eine schönere zu machen, was würde sie raten oder Adama? Und die Antwort ist eine sehr schöne: Liebe jeden, hilf jedem, wir sind alle eins. Der andere sind wir sind die anderen. Es gibt keine Trennung, es gibt keine Unterschiede, wir kommen alle aus derselben Quelle. That's beautiful.
We all come from the same source. We just have different bodies to experience the earth. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're all consciousness. It's only one consciousness separated into different forms.
Wir alle kommen aus derselben Quelle. Wir alle sind dasselbe Bewusstsein. Wir sind nur in verschiedenen Körpern, um hier unsere Erfahrungen, verschiedenen Erfahrungen auf der Erde zu machen. Aber wir sind letztendlich ein Bewusstsein, eine Quelle. Wow, that's, yeah. It sounds easy. It sounds so easy.
Sounds easy, yeah. It does sound easy, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does sound easy. Well, Diane, could you talk about your books briefly and your website and how people can contact you?
Well, it would take me a while to talk about my books, so I would love to come back for another interview with you.
Okay.
Talk more about my books. I'll just mention their names. Messages from the Hollow Earth, Tree Talk, the Cetacean Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
The cetaceans are the whales and dolphins, and the Crystal Kingdom, and the Elemental Kingdom.
Wow.
And I would like to talk more about those at another time.
Okay.
And my website is www.dianerobbins.com. DianneRobbins.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Great.
Also,
well,
wer mehr über Dianes Bücher wissen möchte oder generell über Dianes Arbeit, kann dies tun unter ihrer Webseite www.dianerobbins.com. Dianen mit Doppel-N, Robbins mit Doppel-B geschrieben. Wir würden auch nochmal ein Interview mit ihr machen über ihre Bücher generell und über die verschiedenen Königreiche, die sie hier beschreibt. Die Elementals, die Crystals, hier dieses Buch über die Bäume, dann Botschaften aus Mittelerde, beziehungsweise hohlen Erde, so rum. Und genau. I have a website, Diane, and I would put your information also on my website. I'm doing it now for every guest we have in our show to spread
great
the information also here.
Wunderbar. That's wonderful. Absolutely.
Whatever I can do to help, I will do.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you. And Saskia, could you please send me please email me
yes
your email address.
I'll I'll send it to you, Diane, after the show. Yeah, I'll facilitate that. Yeah, I'll send it off to you. So
yeah.
Anyway, the mountain looks absolutely beautiful behind you, Diane. And it looks absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Wonderful.
Well, you do such beautiful work, Diane, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been such a great honor to have you here. And love to have you back anytime. We'll schedule another time where you can talk about your books, and that would be great. That'd be great.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right. And Saskia, thank you so much for translating today. You always do a great job.
Thank you, Ted, for giving me this chance and this possibilities to connect with all these wonderful human light workers, angels.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Ted. Wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Keep up your good work, my friend. All right.
Thank you.
Auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Tschüss.
Ciao. Thank you.